Good evening, everybody. This is Betty Ann Golden calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob and I want to welcome you on to our Golden Team call. It's our normal Tuesday, May 1st, 2012. Happy May Day, I guess that's what it's called. And the topic of our call tonight is Mother's Day Challenge. We're real excited about tonight's call. Actually, our guest tonight, we thought we'd do something different. Bob said that since it's Mother's Day, Betty Ann, you can handle the call. So I'm going to initiate the call. Bob's not going to be on this call. And I have three beautiful mothers on the call with me. We have Executive Corey Burgess. Good evening, Corey.
Good evening.
And then we have Executive Susie Duffy from Connecticut.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. And then we have Senior Manager and soon-to-be Executive Jan Riddle from
Hi there.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to run through a couple of announcements, and I will let you know what's going on. So I think I'm getting texts from people that can't get through on the call. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started right now. I just want to make sure everyone knows that the Eagles Challenge is up and correct, so your points are correct now. They've identified some situation system errors. And so get out there. You got 9 more days, and you can run for it. All you need is to promote yourself to the next level or go to the next, help someone get to senior distributor, manager, help them promote, frontline to you, and you get 20 points. If you promote, you get 20 points, and that's besides the one-pointers for sponsoring reps and BT trainings and CT trainings and getting them to get their 2 customers and getting them qualified. Those all add up, guys. So it's all about helping you do your best and then helping others to do the same. So it's really, really exciting. It's anybody's game. Still 9 more days. It's anyone's game to be in the top 50. Now, also, I want to remind everybody that Soft TV is going to be a special next Tuesday, May 8th. Tune in to Soft TV, and Cody Bateman will be talking about the incredible convention that begins next month. And if you haven't registered or you haven't planned yet, get your tickets now. Get planning for the convention. And definitely, there's going to be lots of VIP prizes. And the GLOW closing party is huge. I'm talking about you cannot go to dinner and go to a show for the price of that closing party. It is going to be incredible. It's something that you haven't seen ever before. And if you miss it, you're really going to not like yourself. It's going to be worth every penny. Trust me, $50 is out here in Vegas to spend on an incredible meal, and show is awesome. And I just want to also announce that next week, our Tuesday's call on May 8th is right after the Sock TV, and we're going to feature our guest speaker, new senior executives, Dave and Lori Smith. So stay tuned for that next week. And let's see, Eagles Challenge, the convention, and don't forget to buy your closing party if you're already going to the convention. And just for those of you, footnote, those of you who think, I mean, that you won tickets, you still need to go in to the registration. And it's going to look like you have to pay. But at the end of the filing of all the information you need to put in, it will show you that you have so many vouchers. And so just put them in, and it'll be zero balance. So some of you are confused on whether or not you have to register or not. So, yes. Okay, girls, do you guys have any announcements real quick for anything that I'm forgetting?
No.
Then let's get on with our subject. Our topic tonight, of course, is Mother's Day. And we're going to put out a challenge tonight to everybody, and I'll tell you why. Our conversation will tell you why. But first I want to quickly, I thought, okay, what is a mother? So I went to the Google, and I got a definition of mother by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And it says, a female parent or a woman in authority, specifically the superior of a religious community of women, an older or elderly woman. Okay, not necessarily, but that is one of the definitions. Then there's a definition by the dictionary.com definition, and it says a female parent, one female parent, a mother-in-law, stepmother, or adoptive mother, a term of address for a female, you know how you address some, a female parent or a woman having or regarded as having the status, function, or authority of a female parent. It doesn't have to be your mother. It could be just somebody that's taking that role. And it also is a term of familiar address for an older or elderly. What is this with older and elderly women? I don't know. I think everyone's young. As an adjective, we have being a mother, like a mother bird. Adjective of pertaining to or characteristic of a mother is the mother love. You know, someone's got the motherly love. Derived from or as if one's mother, a native, his mother culture. Also bearing a relationship like that of a mother, as in being the origin, source, or protector. And they give an example, the mother company and its affiliates, or the mother computer and its network of terminals, like the mother load. So I just thought that was kind of comical. A lot of words that you can use for that, you know, mother is used for, but it really boils down to an unconditional love by someone who loves you no matter what. There's one funny one here that was by Jib Jab. If you're familiar with the Jib Jab stuff, it's really comical. It says, mother, a noun, one person who does all the work for 20, but they do it for free. So it's the one person who does the work of 20 for free. And then in the bottom it says, also, see also masochist, loony, and saint. I just thought that was funny. So I thought we'd start our call with something a little comical. But, you know, let's go down to what Cody's been talking about. If you're on the Q call, which you should be, you all should be Q qualified and on the Q call, you should go ahead and realize that it's all about gratitude. It's all about appreciation. It's all about love. It's what Cody teaches in the Treat 'Em Right. It's really what Send Out Cards is all about. And so what we're going to do is share a little story. So each of us have our own little tweak. We want to make sure that you understand that our challenge this week, this week, because next week might be too late to send a Mother's Day card. So this week is to think of at least 10 other people besides your mother. Your mother's the most important person in priority for you on Mother's Day. And the number one wish that a mother has across the nation, it was just polled, was they wanted to get a card from their kids. Believe it or not. And it's not a send out cards poll. So it's all about sending your mom a card. But let's go take this a little bit further. And let's try to get it. Think of 10 different other women in your life that make an impact, or maybe that you can make an impact on their life. So let's hear a few stories. Who would like to go first? Do you have a preference, or do you want me to call on you?
Oh, you call.
Okay. Let's go with Corey. Corey, let's hear your story.
Well, I have a little story. Can I tell the story I shared with you earlier, Betty Ann?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. A couple of years, 2 years ago, I decided to send cards out to women, friends of mine, and women that I was just getting to know, Mother's Day cards. And so what I did was I created a Mother's Day card, a three-panel Mother's Day card, and on the front of it, I put a picture of myself when I was a brand-new mom. It was a picture of myself and my 23-year-old, who at the time was about 8 months old. And it was a portrait that I had taken. And she was a naked little baby on the front with me holding her. And inside, I put different quotes and different things about being a mother and how important a mother is in the life of a child and how important it is to that first being that first mom, that first-time mother, feeling the baby's hand in your hand and the foot and the baby's hair when you cut that first lock of hair and all those things that you never experienced before until you become a mom. And I sent it out to these about 35, 37 women. And I will tell you, to this day, I still have those women and their husbands commenting and complimenting me on that card, because it touched them in a way that it wasn't my mom, it wasn't my sister. I mean, I sent one to my mother and my sisters, but I went further and beyond. And I did it just because I wanted to capture that moment of being a mother on a card and how important that is. And to this day, 2 years later, I still get comments and compliments about how much that card meant to them. That was such an impact that, you know, every year since, I like to send cards on Mother's Day to mothers who are not necessarily my family members, along with my family members. So that left quite an impact on me to be able to touch others, other moms.
Absolutely, Corey. And I'm a recipient of one of those cards, and it was beautiful. And it really was touching, and it really made you feel really warm and kind of reminiscent of what you went through when you gave birth. So
yeah.
It was really cool, really cool. So let's go to Susie Duffy.
All righty. I'm here. A few years ago, for me as well, I had sent a Mother's Day card to my neighbor who lives across the street. She's about 80 years old, and she has 6 kids. And she's been kind of a grandmotherly figure to me, but I thought that I would send her a Mother's Day card and just tell her how much I appreciate her guidance and support and her love for my kids and for me. And she called me up crying after she received the card, and she said that it was the most beautiful card she had ever received in her life. And she has 6 kids. And I just felt so good, because as a mom myself, sometimes my kids will forget that they need to give me a Mother's Day card, and I know how, as a mom, just to feel special for that one day and feel that people notice and appreciate you is so important. So I'm a big advocate of just reaching out, and I like to listen to my promptings to decide who I'm going to send Mother's Day cards to, and just really, kind of meditate for a little bit and really come from a inspired place and send cards to people that I feel might need them on that day. And just because someone is not your mom doesn't mean that they're not special and they don't give you that unconditional love. I definitely feel that from Betty Ann very often, and she'll be definitely getting a Mother's Day card for me.
Well, thank you, Susie. And, of course, you know Bob and I treat you as if you were our daughter. So
absolutely.
And we've gotten very close in the last few years, so. Thank you.
That's right.
Jan, would you like to explain your little story?
Well, I have sent cards for years to friends, to family members, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, and friends that were like a mother to me when my mother passed. I continued to send them cards and always got great results. One of the greatest responses that I ever received was from a couple of friends who didn't have children, but I sent them a card because they were very nurturing, and how they were nurturing with their pets. So I sent them a card and literally signed it their pet's name. They knew it came from me because they saw the return address and name on there. But I literally sent them a card because to some people, their pets are their children. They cry, you know, when the animal's sick, when it's a little cat or dog or whatever. And those pets are really their children. They walk them. They put them in buggies so their feet don't get burned. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've noticed treat their pets like children because they don't have children. So I like to honor that, the love that people share for animals. I like to honor that. And so I get a great response from my friends. Even my cousin, I sent him a Father's Day card from his cat, Fred, and he absolutely cracks up. And it makes him laugh, and it makes him feel like I thought of him. So think of ways outside the way you normally send your Mother's Day cards to maximize that 10 even more, and maybe send 12. Send one to, which I found to be very, very satisfying to the person that received it. I thought about whose house did I hang out at when I was a kid that was like a second mother to me when I was growing up. And I sent them a card and said, thinking of you and how kind you were when we were all growing up and we used to hang out at your pool. And they loved it. They, you know, the woman absolutely loved that I remembered the good times and how she mothered me when my mother was away. So think of those times to send a card, a Mother's Day card, to old friends that were once like mother to you when your parents went away or went on vacation, or they would love to hear from you. So I find that very, very fulfilling.
You know what? It's so true because I know you and I, and I'm sure the rest of us on this call and anyone listening and have either had a pet that is no longer with us. And it is like losing a family member or a child.
Exactly.
And that's a great, great thought. So if you haven't thought about somebody like that, if you think, oh, I don't know any mothers I can send it to, it doesn't have to be your mother, and it doesn't have to be your family, and it doesn't have to be anyone that is a mother. They could be just a nurturing person that maybe does kind things for others. And so that's really cool. I know I've always sent Mother's Day cards to my mom.
Yes. Yes, I've sent them to your mom, too. And
mm-hmm.
because she was like a mom to me and to my family and dearly loved. So
yeah.
I like to honor people.
Yeah, this year's a little tough for me.
I know.
But I will be sending out lots of Mother's Day cards for all the other women in my life who have been a part of my life also. And so it's going to be a very special Mother's Day. Excuse me.
Exactly.
But you exactly. we all have, and I know, Jen, you've gone through that too, and many others, I know, there's been a lot of people that have lost their moms this past year. And so I'm sure those of you who are going through your first Mother's Day without your mom, I can honestly say I know how you feel. And but you know what? It's really cool because they know that you love them, and that's all that counts. So they're with us. So on a brighter note, an exciting note, appreciation and love, gratitude is really... it's really what you're showing. Even though it's a Mother's Day, we do it every day and in our daily cards that we send out. But this is where you can reach out and touch somebody that maybe you've never thought of sending a card to, especially on a special day, and a Mother's Day card to someone that you never have sent one before. Let's go do that challenge of 10, at least 10 different people that you've never sent a card to before for Mother's Day. Please get out there and let's see how many cards you can do. And making sure that make May, since this is the 1st of May, make all of May a gratitude month. And because you know what happens? When you send out gratitude, you get
things back to you. Remember, the law of attraction. It's all about love and gratitude. And when you share it, you're going to get it back, but you don't send it out just to get it back. It just comes to you tenfold in many other different ways. And so, girls, Corey, you have some more little hints on what people can do to add to their gratitude this month and for Mother's Day? You still on the call, Corey?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can now.
Okay. Yes, I do. Also, when you're sending those cards out, when you have, I like what Jen said about the people who aren't necessarily mothers of their own children or mothers of humans, but mothers of pets, because I'm a mother of a pet and she's like my daughter also. I would suggest that there's those little inserts that you can put in a card, you know, those little sayings. I love when I get those. They're not like bookmarks, but they're like little cards with nice verses on them. You know, include something like that for someone who is really, like Jen was saying, really touched your life. Of course, you want to send, I'm going to send out a bunch of cards again, but for those people who have done something that's so unique or something that I've taken away in my life, I want to have that little special insert that they can carry with them in their purse or that they can keep and save as a bookmark. Or, you know, find a precious quote that they might have told you about as a child or as a young adult. That's huge because I've mentored a lot of young girls through high school, and I just met with one today, and she came back to me and told me, "You've always said this," and it was something I shared with her, and I was surprised that she's 28 years old now, and she always remembers that. She's like, "You know, Corey, you've always told me this, and I've always clung to that." And that means a lot for these mentors and these mothers and these women who have become the mother for you, or maybe even a second mother for your child. I have some friends who are taking my daughters out tomorrow. They call her Mama Alice, and she's taking them out to lunch tomorrow. And I'm so thankful that they have another woman in their life who I think is an amazing woman that they can look to. So even those women who have touched your children's lives. So that's just something I would suggest.
Very good, Corey. I love those suggestions because sometimes we're getting a fast pace and we only think of one thing and we got to hurry up to get these Mother's Day cards out and da-da-da-da. So we're not thinking of who we want to send these out to other than our moms and our family. So very, very good.
Hey, Betty Susie? Ron.
Yes? Susie?
Yeah?
Would you like to add anything?
I don't know.
Who was it? Was it Jan? Go ahead.
It was me. It was me that I said something.
All right, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
What I wanted to say was, what about sending a card, a Mother's Day card to yourself? What about sending yourself a new I am card? And it can be, I am a great mother. And you could put your own affirmations in there to remind you and be in gratitude for who you are and how hard you work to be a good mom. I know that we don't pat ourselves on the back enough to recognize the impact that we make on society, because I believe that mothers make the largest contribution because we are raising the future of America. We are raising children that are going to go on and be presidents of the United States. They're going to run Congress. They're going to be priests. They're going to be ministers. They're going to be doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. So why not send yourself a new I am card? And put on it whatever you want with a big smiley picture of you with your children.
How cool is that?
This is
very good. That's a great
idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to send myself an I am card and be in gratitude. Go ahead.
No, that should be that part of that challenge. So 10 cards to someone else and one to yourself.
Yes, and to say that I am part and be in gratitude that you've been given the gift of being a mother.
Yes.
Because it is a gift.
And if you're not a mother yet, send one to yourself anyway. And
exactly.
Saying that you're a gratitude for the kind of person that you are. A loving.
Exactly.
And appreciate yourself.
Nurturing.
Mm-hmm. So, Susie, do you have some...
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to just kind of piggyback what Corey said, and because this wasn't something that I thought of before. My kids love to send cards, and there's so many people in their life that give them so much love that I think it's appropriate, you know, just to kind of ask them who they want to send cards to and not to just have it be me, but to have them kind of start thinking about the women in their life that they love like moms, because there's a lot of them. And I love that idea. And I know my husband actually is really amazing at this. He is the one who kind of sends out the campaigns to the moms, because he really respects what we do. And he's been doing that for years. He sends out about 80 Mother's Day cards to all of the moms that we know, and it always touches them and always makes them feel really good. Sometimes it gets their husbands in trouble, but it's a good thing to do.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I just encourage him to do that because I think it's a beautiful thing that he does, and he's always really good with words and always makes people feel good. So we'll continue that tradition, and I'm just going to get the girls in on it too.
Well, I've been a recipient of Mike's card, too, and he does have a way with words. He's really good, he's a very special guy in your life.
That's for sure.
Well, it looks like we're coming up on the end of the call, and, you know, I think it was, this was really, actually, I guess this was a great call for me, and I have to confess, I didn't think, I've been so, like we normally do, we're not thinking about what we're doing. And so I just knew I needed to do a call, and we decided to do one for the Mother's Day Challenge and stuff. But in reality, what I ended up doing, this was almost therapy for me tonight, because I sat down, and as we're in the middle of the call, I'm realizing my mom isn't here to send a card to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I'm very excited for, because she's where she needs to be as I am where I am needed to be. And as a mom, I only wish my kids to be excited and happy and be where they're supposed to be. And that's what love's all about. And I really actually appreciate this call, and I appreciate you girls being on the call, because you all mean something very special to me and to Bob. But thank you very much. And for those of you on the call and listening to this call, I hope you got some great insight onto who to send Mother's Day cards to if your mom's not around, or even if your mom is around, make sure you send her one. And then make sure you call your mom. If your mom is around, call them. And make sure you send a card to yourself in appreciation and love and gratitude, and send out at least 10 other cards. And I love the idea of sending a little. I do that a lot for birthdays and stuff, but Mother's Day, for someone special in your life, just that it's only an extra dollar or so to send that little card, that little quote card of something that they can save as a bookmark or in their purse or something. And then when they read it and look at it, they can just think of you, and it'll give them really a warm feeling within. So thanks, Corey, on that. And thanks about the pets, Jan. I think that was a great thing. Didn't even think about that. I was thinking more of make sure, don't forget about your grandmother, don't forget about your aunts and your sisters and your cousins. But, you know, go beyond people who aren't even, and anybody who is not a parent, but is a motherly, nurturing type of person, and make them feel like, you know what, they have that motherly love and that you appreciate them. So cool. Any closing statements or from anybody? Corey?
I want you to know that I love you, Betty Ann, and I thank you so much for putting this call together and allowing us to share from our hearts and to hear from your heart. I love that about you. I love your transparency, and I love the fact that you're always looking for us to appreciate others, and it brings out the best in ourselves. So thank you.
Absolutely. I just want to say that you have filled the void for me in the mom in my life, and that is absolutely amazing. And I think any time that you feel that you're missing your mom, that you should just feel really appreciative of the person that you are and the amazing love that you give others and the unconditional love that you have shown me has filled a huge hole in my life. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy I had the opportunity to meet you and to be able to connect like a daughter to me.
That's
right. Thanks. And Jan?
Thank you, Betty Ann. Like everyone, you know, you and I are dear friends. You're like my sister, and I feel like I'm a part of your family, and I'm so blessed that in our years with Lust and living with Lust in Las Vegas that I have never felt alone because of you and Bob's friendship with us, and that I love you dearly, and I love Bob dearly, and thank you for putting the call together. It meant a lot to me because I was thinking of my mother all day today and thinking of your mother. And those two mothers brought tears to my eyes, and I said, oh, this is going to be a hard call. But it was a good call. So thank you for that. And I hope we've touched some people's lives out there that gives them the opportunity to be in gratitude and not miss an opportunity to send a card to someone that they care about.
Exactly.
So God bless everybody on this call.
Yes. And I just wanted to say a footnote for any of you guys. I know this was a mushy call, but you know what? Get over it. Send a card to your mom and send a card to 10 other people that are motherly love to you, and send one to yourself because you also deserve it. We love you all. Health and blessings. All right. Now, see you guys all at Tampa. Tampa, treat him right this Saturday, Friday and Saturday. All right. Talk to you later. See you next
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
The moderator has left the conference.